Cheryl, are you okay? I heard your area was hit by the typhoon.
Hi, Eddie. I'm glad you called. We're safe. A rescue team helped us at midnight to evacuate to the community center. It was dark outside and the road was flooded. Without their support, we couldn't have made it.
That's good, but do you have enough food or blankets? I'm afraid you're short of those emergency supplies. Please let me know if I can do anything for you.
Thanks, but we've been provided with everything we need. That includes medical care, too. It seems the local government was well prepared for this type of natural disaster.
I see. That said, you must be concerned about your job. When are you going back to work?
I'm not really sure. According to the weather forecast, the rain is going to stop tomorrow, so I hope we'll be able to leave here in a day or two. I wonder how long it will take to restore my house to its former condition. It will be a lot of work to get rid of the mud and debris. Philippines. UN humanitarian chief urges donors to increase aid for typhoon recovery. 16 January 2014. The recovery process in the Philippines has been steady but uneven, the United Nations top relief official said today, urging donors to increase support for the $788 million response plan for Filipinos who continue to depend on humanitarian support, particularly to rebuild their homes. 2 months after the storm, the scale and spread of humanitarian needs is still daunting. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, Valerie Amos, said in a statement from the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, "I am particularly concerned that just 20% of funding has been secured to provide tools and materials so that people can rebuild their home," she said. The rainy season is approaching fast with flooding and landslides reported in the Southeast Asia region. In the Philippines, the early rains have already led to further displacement, according to OCHA. Urgent funding is also needed for tools and seeds so that farmers are ready for the next planting season. Typhoon Haiyan swept ashore on the 8th of November, killing nearly 6,000 people, displacing 4.1 million at the height of the emergency, and destroying homes and livelihoods. The UN launched a one-year strategic response plan for nearly $800 million in mid-December in support of the government's strategic plan, amounting to some $8.17 billion over 4 years, to guide the recovery and reconstruction in the affected areas. The plan aims to restore the economic and social conditions of the affected areas, at the very least to pre-typhoon levels, and to create a higher level of disaster resilience. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon saw the devastation and recovery efforts firsthand in December. Visiting Tacloban, which bore the brunt of the typhoon's fury, he told reporters that he was deeply moved and inspired. At the time, the overall UN appeal was only 30% funded. Pledges now total $331 million, or around 42%. Donors, humanitarian agencies, and most of all, the people of the Philippines have achieved a huge amount in the past 2 months, but the delivery and reach of aid remains uneven, Ms. Amos said in today's statement. She noted that electricity supplies are unreliable in vast parts of the affected areas, hampering recovery efforts and business activities in urban areas, including Tacloban. Many schools reopened on the 6th of January, but there are shortages of learning spaces and school materials. During the next few months, the humanitarian community will focus on ensuring a smooth transition from urgent assistance to long-term recovery and rehabilitation efforts, she said. We count on the continued support of donors for this work.
North Aid contingent on abductees. New York. Even if North Korea gives up its nuclear arms, Japan would not resume aid to the isolated state until it clears up the abductions of Japanese citizens dating back more than 3 decades, said Keiji Furuya, Minister of State for the issue. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has intensified calls for the North to account for the kidnappings since he took office in December. His government's firm stance was stressed by Furuya during an international symposium in New York on Friday. Furuya told the gathering that the abductions of at least 17 Japanese nationals during the 1970s and 80s were acts of terrorism by North Korea, drawing a parallel with the Boston Marathon bombings. The symposium, held at the Japan Society near UN headquarters, was the second of its kind organized by the Japanese government in the United States as part of its efforts to raise global awareness of the abductees issue. The first took place in Washington the previous day. Japan has felt particularly threatened by North Korea's recent nuclear weapons test and a long-range rocket launch in December, which resulted in tougher UN sanctions against the communist regime. But Furuya said that even if the North relents on its weapons development, Tokyo would not help finance the huge aid projects that diplomats say Pyongyang wants and some countries are ready to consider. I believe it will be difficult for Japan to actively contribute to the large-scale humanitarian aid that would be resumed immediately after such developments, as long as there are no significant developments on the abduction issue, Furuya said. He also voiced the firm resolution of the nation to uncover the fate of all the Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea. In a speech at Friday's event, Martit Kohonen Sheriff, deputy head of the New York office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, expressed optimism that a new United Nations commission will contribute to resolving the abductees issue. It is our hope that the newly established Commission of Inquiry will come up with detailed analysis of such a gross violation of human rights by the DPRK, including collection and documentation of victims' testimony and account of survivors, witnesses, and perpetrators, Sheriff said, referring to the North by its official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. In March, the UN Human Rights Council established a commission of inquiry to investigate human rights issues in North Korea. The number of special rapporteurs designated by the Council has increased from 1 to 3.